Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
So when is a victory not a victory? Boston's Cathedral High School football team has learned just how easily a referee can snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Indeed. That's what happened to Boston's Cathedral High School on Saturday in the state Super Bowl game. With time running out, quarterback Matt Owens was sprinting toward the end zone for a touchdown when he ever so briefly raised his left arm in celebration.
The gesture prompted a referee to flag him for unsportsmanlike conduct. The touchdown was nullified, and minutes later, Cathedral lost to Blue Hills High 16-14.
Players were upset, parents were upset, and so too was Boston Mayor Tom Menino.
Sometimes these rules are written by frustrated athletes. They never participated in a sport, and they don't know what it is to be excited. Man, you wouldn't be a human being if you didn't show some expression. And, you know, once again, somebody wrote a rule that just frustrates a young person. It frustrates a lot of us.
Mayor Menino says Cathedral are winners in his eyes, and now he's inviting the team to a victory lunch.
And joining us now, as he does most Wednesdays, is the host of NPR's Only a Game, Bill Littlefield. Hey, Bill, welcome.
Thank you, Anthony, and I guess it puts that referee in his place when he's overruled by the mayor. It's the first time that I've actually seen that happen. And
I don't know if I could.
I don't know what kind of precedent it's going to set.
Yeah, I don't know if I could take being overruled by the mayor like that. Listen, you've seen the highlights reel. What do you
think? Yes, I have.
Was Matt Owens being unsportsmanlike?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I've read the rule, too, and it not only says there shall be no unsportsmanlike conduct, it says there'll be no finger-pointing.
Huh.
And you could construe what he did as finger pointing, I suppose, or at least arm pointing. I don't think the problem is that somebody wrote a bad rule. This rule, much of this rule is good. It says you can't do obscene gestures, and there's all sorts of good stuff in the rule. The problem, of course, was with the interpretation of the rule. And is any expression of joy to be deemed excessive? No, I don't think it should be. Mayor Menino and I are on the same page on that one. So I think the ref got it wrong, and it was a silly call.
Put your arm down, Bill. Stop celebrating.
I'm keeping them down. I don't want to be banished and have all my credibility, what little bit of it is left, disappear in this program.
Anthony, do you want to move on to baseball?
I have one more very quick question about this story because I'm still trying to understand the purpose of this rule.
Well, I think the purpose is pretty clear if you read the rule. It's you don't want taunting. That's one of the things that's mentioned in the rule. You don't want specifically mentioned is the finger across the throat.
I don't want
gang signs in the context of a scholastic football match or soccer match or baseball game, whatever it might be. So the intent is not so bad. It's to keep things
right
on a sportsmanlike basis. But it's the interpretation that was a problem.
Yeah. Well, if I may, we can move on to baseball. And last week, as we know, the Red Sox hired Bobby Valentine to replace Terry Francona. And now ESPN is hiring Francona to, drumroll please, replace Bobby Valentine in the broadcast booth calling
what
games
took him
for
so
Sunday
long?
Night Baseball. Yeah, what took him so long? So we've got a little bit of a tape here, and it's a two-game cameo by Francona as announcer during this year's baseball playoffs alongside Fox's Joe Buck.
Well, Mr. Francona, what do you think of this racket so far up here?
You know, it's not as much anxiety. There's anxiety, but for different reasons. Just, it's interesting. Different viewpoint for sure.
Easier?
You know what's hard right now? I want to chew, and I want to be able to curse at will, and
right,
I can't do either.
Yeah, we would.
That would be bad.
He can't chew, he can't curse, and he can't spit either. I guess that's
make
the problem.
Make for great TV, though.
What do you think, Bill? A good fit for Terry Francona, the
nobody,
broadcaster's box?
Nobody who's ever met Terry Francona will say a bad word about him, as far as I'm concerned. He's a nice guy. He's a very smart baseball guy. I thought he did really well in his brief tryout during the playoffs, and I have every reason to think that he'll do a wonderful job for ESPN, and his blood pressure will be lower.
Which is good for everybody.
Absolutely good for him, at least.
And if he can give up that chewing habit, that's only going to help him as well, too.
Absolutely.
Bill, before we let you go, it's official. The NBA lockout is over. We have a season. That means the Celtics have a schedule, a little over 2 weeks to get ready for opening day on Christmas Day, on the road against the Knicks. How do they look?
Well, people who are much smarter about this than I am and much closer to the team than I am say that they look pretty good. I mean, how bad can you be if you have Rajon Rondo, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce all ready to go? They need a center. That seems to be the consensus, that they better have somebody who can stand in consistently at center because Jermaine O'Neal gets hurt a lot. But aside from that, they may be in better shape than a lot of people.
All right. Well, look forward to talking to you more about basketball in the weeks ahead. Thanks, Bill. WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. You can also hear him most Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston.
Coming up, Pearl Harbor Day and a visit to the Museum of World War II in Natick with owner and curator Kenneth Rendell.
I said, my museum is full of ghosts. I preserve the lives of people. I preserve what they did.
Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.